Nānanda līlāmāya vigrahāya himāva divyachchavi sundarāya tasmāi mahāprema rasāpradāya chaitanya chandrāya namaste devam divya tunam suchanda vadanam bālāka chelāñcitam sandrā nānda puram sadeka varanam nāśīśanam sērāṁ Sri... Vairagya Vidya Buddhim Sri Siddhanta Nidhim Subhakti Lachitam Saraswatam Anbaram Bandetam Subhidam Madeka Sharanam Nyasiswaram Sridharam. We heard from Srila Guru Maharaj. How to view and the disappearance of Sri Guru what sort of sentiments will descend in the heart of the faithful disciple. And he gave an example from the, perhaps the Puranas, saying that expressing to what degree we are guru-centric, that the Shisha, like a lotus, is sustained and it's sheltered upon the waters of Sri Guru. And Krishna is like the sun. So when the Shisha lotus is safely sheltered in the waters of Sri Guru, then it is nourished by the Krishna sun. It grows, it thrives, it expands. Said, but if you remove the water, then that very sun, Krishna, will burn the lotus. What does that mean? But that it alludes to a level of intensity. How intense is Krishna. We know, following that example, that the sun, about some 150 million kilometers from the earth, and at that distance, life here thrives. And sometimes we hear panic expressed by the possibility of the earth moving closer to the sun or moving too far away from the sun. If it moves too closer, then everything will burn. If it moves too far away, then everything will be frozen. In other words, it would be an end to life as we know it. So it has to do with being properly positioned, properly situated to become nourished, thrive, grow, develop. Our natural tendency is to think that a direct connection will be best. Why should there be anything intervening? And it's not just something leveled to persons like ourselves, but even Srila Guru Maharaj himself, he said, when I first came to Sri Gaudiya Math, that you're being told, you know, the most superior Vaishnava guru, you'll submit yourself to him, take shelter there, and then proceed under his guidance. Guru Maharaj would say, initiation really means putting yourself under the guidance of a superior Vaishnava. So I said, but then I was thinking privately that one day my heart's inner hankering for a direct connection with Krishna will be satisfied. But I'm being told this is how you make your approach, so I'm following that advice. But then he said, but in time, I came to understand that the Vaishnava is all in all, is everything. And this is something that is specific, you could say even peculiar, to Krishna conception. The secret to Krishna conception is that the devotee occupies the primary position. And in that sense, Krishna is secondary. I think, how is that possible? But love and devotion, right? With whom shall Krishna feel comfortable enough to fully be himself, but with those who are possess love and affection, what meaning his devotees, and what to speak of the supreme devotee, Srimati Radharani. Guru Maharaj like to tell that Brajamandal Parikrama with Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that a pet disciple of Srila Saraswati Thakur, known as Paramananda Prabhu, is around 13, a young boy. He observed that this Maharaj and his family, king, local king, that they were circumambulating Radha Kunda and Shyama Kunda, but in the style of standing, saying a prayer, then giving a dandavat, moving up one body length, some prayer, dandavat, like that. So doing Shastanga dandavat around the entire. So he was very impressed to see that. And he came to Srila Saraswati Thakur to express his surprise, saying, oh, they have so much devotion for Srimati Radharani. Because he was accustomed to thinking, as those trained in Sri Gaudiya Math, that this special emphasis upon the position of Srimati Radharani was something exclusive. They're saying, oh, they have so much devotion. And Srila Saraswati Thakur responded to him by saying, their position and our position are different. He said, they hold Krishna in the primary position. And because Radha is Krishna's priya, his dearmost, therefore they're worshiping her, showing respect to her. But Krishna's in the primary position, she's in the secondary position.
Said, but our position is very different in that Hare Krishna. Oops.
In our conception, Srimati Radharani, she is in the primary position and Krishna is in the secondary position. And because she likes Krishna, she loves Krishna, we have connection with Krishna. That's a very different way of thinking. And in coming in connection with the holy lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj, this sort of conception would be infused into one. And you would undergo some conceptual transformation, conceptual reconfiguration. With Shastric support, Sakshad Hari Tenasamasta Shastri, Uktastatabab Jateva Sadvi, Kintu Prabhoya Priyeva Tasya, Bande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. The Guru Vastakam, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, saying Sakshad Hari Tenasama, all the Shastras tell us to understand Guru as Krishna. Right? That shall be the starting point. Then it says, Kintu means but, Kintu Prabhu Priya, Kintu Prabhoya Priya Vatasana. But upon closer examination, right, looking with greater scrutiny, nearer, right, you'll see Guru shall be seen as Prabhu Priya, the one who is most dear to Krishna. And everyone may like to think, well, my Gurudev is most dear to Krishna, and that's allowed. Like, you know, my mom is the best. Every child is allowed to think that, feel that. But Srila Guru Maharaj would say, but then there's the absolute standard of motherhood, by which all mothers shall be judged, and then we'll see which position they take place according to that standard. He said the same thing with Guru, not that because every disciple will think their Guru is the best or absolute, etc. He said their position will not be judged from the loving eye of their disciple, but rather against the absolute standard. So among all of those who are dear to Krishna, like we say, Krishna prasthaya bhutale. Of all of those who are dear to Krishna, who is the dearest, the dearmost to Krishna? It's Srimati Radharani. As Krishna is her everything, she is Krishna's everything. As Guru Maharaj has written, and the and it is in her company that he fully expresses himself, Shyam Bhagawan Krishna, the right hand of Srimati Radharani. Guru Maharaj has written, Yadamiya Mahima Sri Bhagavatam Katayam Pratipadam Anubhutam Apya Labdabideya Tadakila Rasa Murti Shyamalila Avalambam Madhura Rasadi Sri Radha Parapadmam Prapadye. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, it is announced that Nirmat Saranam Satam Dharmak Projita Kaita Bhotra Paramo Nirmat Saranam Satam, that the key to understanding Krishna conception is to that we shall not be envious of the devotees of Krishna. Right? That you cannot, if you first offense the holy name, right, satam nindam, to abuse the devotees, if we disregard the devotees of Krishna, specifically the supreme devotee of Krishna, then our Krishna conception is a fantasy, it is a hallucination, right? Or at best, something very distant, lacking intimacy, right? Please, just, it's not necessary. Just let it go. It's already being recorded some other way. Or is that the only camera?
It's
It's okay. Sorry. Nirmat Saranam Satam. You cannot disregard the devotee of Krishna. That will displease Krishna. Right? And the Adi Purana, where Krishna says, those who say they are my devotees directly, they're not my real devotees. But those who are devoted to my devotees, they are my real devotees. It's actually, there's a consistent thread throughout. They're saying, real devotion to me is observed in devotion to my devotees. This is the, shortcoming of the third class or Kanishta Adhikari. They're saying, there's the deity and Krishna's there in the deity and everything, and the devotee take or leave. Or even ignore. Right? The hallmark of progressive devotion, madhyamadikar, making progress in Krishna conception, is the shift that must take place to understand the primacy of the devotee. The deity will want that the devotee is served. The deity will not want that the devotee is neglected in any way. Right. How is Krishna celebrated? So many deities, always in connection with the devotee. We're told of Madhavendra Puri, Kirchor Gopinath. Even Gopinath, the very name Gopinath, right? Lord of whom? The gopis. That's a good name. And that Gopinath, further enhanced, Kirchor Gopinath, stealing here for his own pleasure? No, for the devotee, for Madhavendra Puri. So Krishna's fully glorious position is revealed in connection with and through his devotees. So Srila Saraswati Thakur at that time said, because generally it's taken, there's like the Vaishnavas on one side and the other side, the Shaktas. Shaktas mean goddess worshippers, saying, and not to be confused with them. He's saying, actually, we are Shuddha Shaktas. Generally, the Vaishnavas would not like to have the attribution Shakta applied to them. He said, no, but we are Shuddha Shaktas. We're not worshiping the shadow of Shakti, right? Chayeva yasya bhuvanani bibharti Durga, mentioned in Brahma Sangita, that Durga Devi is a shadow of Chit Shakti, that when we say the goddesses of this world, not to be disregarded either. They're entrusted with operating the universe. But Shuddha Shakta means not the shadow representation of Chit Shakti or Haladini Shakti, but the original, right? Ananda Chinmaya, Rasa Pratibhavitavis, Tadbirya Eva, Nijarupataya Kalavi, Goloka Eva Nivasatya Kilatma Bhuto, Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. As Krishna expands, Srimati Radharani expands. Lakshmi is of Vaikuntha, the Mahishi Gan queens of Dwaraka, and the gopis of Vrindavan. And among the gopis of Vrindavan, the supreme gopi is Srimati Radharani. And Shyamalila Avalambam, the whole Madhura Rasa is dependent upon her. In the first, we told Veda Kalpataru, the floral essence is in Vedanta expressed. Janmadyasya yataha, from which everything is coming. But what is the nature of that? from which everything is coming, because that's a general statement. That, you know, theist, atheist, agnostic could all agree. Yato va imani bhutani jayante. That which, from which everything is coming, that by which it is maintained and what it will enter into ultimately. People say, oh, all right, I'm okay with that. But what is the nature of that from which everything is coming? Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur saying, janmadyasya, janma adi. Here, adi shall be taken to mean a reference to madhura rasa, the adi rasa, mukya rasa, the principal rasa, from which everything is springing. And that's good news for us, for everyone. Right? Normally, we hear the sequence, you know, shanta, dasya, sakya, vatsalya, madhura. Right? From it's progressing in this way and inclusive and ultimately expressed. But Srila Guru Maharaj, ever the deep interpreter, of an original thinker, he said, proceeding in the other direction, adi rasa, mukya rasa, madhura rasa, that means Radha and Krishna, that is the original from which everything is coming. So if we wanted to understand the universe, right? Some of you think like, what do I need to hear from all these people about the universe? It's right in front of me. What do I need to hear what they have to say about it? I got my own eyes, my own ears, my own ways. I'm looking at it. I can draw certain conclusions. Then we go, well, no, well, the, you know, Einstein said this, and Newton said that, and, you know, there may be some value in hearing from them about that, about the physical world. Right? So why is it when it comes to the non-physical world, not the objective world, but the subjective world, we don't need to hear from anybody. It's all inside you. Your heart will tell you everything, right? Or your mind, intellect, whatever. Right? What was valuable in this, why should it not be applicable here? But rather than confusing and thinking that this is some sort of just knowledge, data, information, right? If the nature of that subjective realm is not only, first of all, that it exists and that it's conscious and aware of its own existence, but a third, sat-chit, a third possibility, anandam, anandamayo byasat, by nature, full of ecstatic joy and loving exchange, heart, tene brahma hrida, then it would stand to reason that the best person to hear from, to get insight into that world, would be someone who has heart for that. In other words, love and affection. If the supreme entity, the supreme personality of Godhead is the personification of love and affection, then our interest will be best served by hearing and serving and associating with those who possess love and affection for Krishna. Or what Srila Sarasvati Thakur was called, Krishna-loving people. I like that expression. He said, this is of interest to all Krishna-loving people. We aspire for that. Right? And sometimes it is lost upon us. Krishna is the Lord of love. And we're denying him that. That's the problem. Or that's our predicament. And you know, sarvupadi vinirmuktam tatva upadi and exploring any and every substitute, right, other than Krishna, While in actuality, at every moment, at every step of the way, we're searching for Krishna. As Prabhupada would say, only some, you know, directly and others indirectly. Some acknowledge us, some don't acknowledge us. But this is the case. So the who will be most helpful to alleviate our present deplorable condition, Krishna-loving people, right? Heart-to-heart transmission from the Krishna-loving person. That is Dibya Gyan. Right? As Guru Maharaj said in his Gyana Dipena Bhaspita, why would Krishna, in the nutshell sloka of the Gita, illuminate them with Gyan, these devotees, with knowledge? They're bhaktas. He's saying what it means is when separation reaches a certain level of intensity, he reveals himself to them. That's what it means. And therefore, separation, although no one will, willfully desire such a condition, it is the key to rectifying present situation. In the Ramananda Sambhad, when after so much discussion of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, and Mahaprabhu says to, he's always asking Ramananda, and Ramananda responds, Sancharja Rama Vida Bhakta Meghe. The beginning, Kaviraj Goswami, says that what we will experience here in this chapter, what will be observed is that Mahaprabhu is like the ocean of Bhakti Siddhanta Chayam Ritani, that a cloud, like nectar cloud, comes out of that ocean and then rains again on the ocean. Meaning Ramananda is like that nectar cloud, and Mahaprabhu is relishing hearing all these things from him, and Ramananda is saying, don't praise me. He said, I'm like an instrument and you're playing me and you're praising the instrument, but actually you are causing all of this to come out of the instrument. And we know, like musicians, they're like, oh, such a beautiful instrument I have. It inspires me. So it can go both ways. But Ramananda is saying, no, really, you're causing all of this to come out of me, the way a musician plays an instrument. But be that as it may, Mahaprabhu said, what is the greatest sort of fame? There is kirti, glory. Because we know from Srila Saraswati Thakur's Vaishnava K, Kanaka Kamini Pratishta, the enemy on the path of devotion, wealth, or, you know, distraction, women, or and sensuality, but Pratishta, name and fame, the most subtle to detect and the most damaging. Right? So Madhavendra Puri running. When everyone's saying, oh, he's a great devotee, he's running from that, not running toward that. If we do anything that even slightly resembles Krishna consciousness, we want everyone to know about it. Whereas these great devotees, when they're discovered, they're trying to conceal themselves. When at last they're discovered, caught red-handed, like Kirachora Gopinath, and then people can only conclude by Krishna's own admission and certification, like, he's such a great devotee of mine. I've stolen kheer from him. Take it to him. He's running from that name and fame. Okay. So, but here, And so this is the name and fame of this world, right? The French poet Baudelaire wrote that about, on the subject, like Kana Kamini Pratishtha, wealth, women, fame, name and fame, that he said, when I was younger, I denounced them all, you know, very passionately, boldly, and you know, I denounced all of it. And he said, I must have really offended them. He said, because now in my old age, when I'm begging them to come back to me, they won't have anything to do with me. That's of this world. Right? He's being honest about this world. But what is the greater fame, the greatest fame, is to be reputed to be a devotee of Krishna, because that's reality. We're talking about reality. Therefore, our Guru Varga is so much condemned the Prakrita Sahajiyas for, ostentatiously make a show of devotion to delude the public into thinking that they're such great devotion. Where you see the great devotees running from that. Mahaprabhu himself echoing the sentiments of the heart of the greatest devotee of Krishna, Radharani, saying, Na prema gandasti drapi me haro krindami so bhagya baram prakashitam. I don't have a scent of the fragrance of Krishna prema. What to speak of a drop of that divine substance? So Mahaprabhu says, what is the greatest kirti, fame, glory? And he said, to be a devotee of Krishna. There's no greater glory than that. And what is the greatest wealth? Who are the real, you know, billionaires, trillionaires? And he said, someone has Krishna prem. They're the real wealthy. They've got something. Burida jana. Mahaprabhu echoing Gopi Gita back to Prataparudra. Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam kavibiriditam kalmasa apaham. Shravana mangalam srimadatitam bhuvi grinantite burida jana. Mahaprabhu saying, oh, you're telling me about Krishna. You're really giving me something, and it's something so valuable, of infinite value, that I can't possibly repay you. All I can do is embrace you and with gratitude. So anything. So one who loves Krishna, as Krishna prem, they're the wealthiest. Krishna moyi, Srimati Radharani. No one has more Krishna prem than her. She's the wealthiest. And her group is Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani. Their, you know, exclusive devotion to her, and their sharing and extending the Krishna prem of Radharani, Mahabhav Swarup. As Guru Maharaj like to hear Gurudev saying the song, Tunga Mani Mandire. And I said to Guru, what does that mean? And he said, that Srimati Radharani's heart is like a lighthouse of Krishna Prem. Bargo Bhai Bhushabhanu Japma Bhivavai Karadana Sri Param. Illuminating the whole spiritual world. It's not conventional light. What kind of illumination? Jnana dipena bhasa. What type of illumination is that? To reveal seva. What is that seva? Loving service. Right? Bhakti, Krishna bhakti, devotion, loving exchange with Krishna. Hrishikena hrishikesha sevanam. Krishna can be seen, heard, tasted, touched, felt. Govinda, right? The personification, the ultimate expression, of sense expression of what can be seen, heard, tasted, touched, smelled, felt. Shrutva gunan bhuvana sundara shrinvatam te nirvishakarna vivarai haratonga tapam. Why we have eyes, why we have the auditory sense, right? Olfactory sense, tactile sense, why we're able to taste. Tasteful infinite, rasaraj. Rasaraj, because Guru Maharaj loves, rasaraj mahabhav duyakaru. Rasaraj Krishna, mahabhav srupini radha takarani, combined as one as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then, what are you saying? So the greatest glory is to be a devotee of Krishna. The greatest capitalist is one who's got Krishna prem. The greatest thing is devotion to Krishna. And he said, well, what is the worst type of suffering imaginable? And the answer is I find, peculiar. It says, Krishna bhakta biraha bina duk nahi dekupar. He said, I can't imagine anything more, any greater suffering than separation from the devotee of Krishna. Because as Srila Guru Maharaj said, in time I realized the Vaishnava, the devotee is everything. When he, as we would think, Mahaprabhu was saying, Govinda Birahiname, from the position of the devotee, I can't tolerate separation from Krishna. But we can't even understand how painful our position is without coming in connection with the devotee. The devotee brings illumination to Krishna conception. Right? As Guru Maharaj and no me jite abra babuse tari dambaraya gunjavatamsa paripitstala samraya tari dambaraya. Krishna, he's like, Guru Maharaj would say, more or less an abstract thing to us. No, we can see the poster, the deity. What is our capacity? But really, Yang Shama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarup, the inconceivably beautiful form of Krishna, saying so, seems so remote at times, so far away. All we have, artist representation, but how, and we're told, Achintya Guna Swarup, inconceivably beautiful form is Krishna and everything about him. But just as we cannot, from our present position, like see the stars and the sky, right? Or at best we see them twinkling, right, at times. But when we take a lens and add a lens, another lens, what Guru Maharaj called the telescopic system of the Shiksha Guru Parampara, another original conception. It's like, normally, we back to what I said originally, we will think, if you put something in front of my eye, it creates opacity. So you put something between me and the object of my vision creates opacity. Why would I want to do that? Let me see it directly. But the exception would be a lens. Therefore, we wear glasses or we use binoculars, the telescope. Right? Why? Because something that is so far away from our present capacity to see, our seeing will be enhanced by placing something in front of our eye. So what seems to not make sense on one level, on another level makes sense. Yes, normally you put something between you and the object of your vision, it creates opacity. But in the case of a lens, it not only does not create opacity, it creates clarity and nearness. It brings something that is distant near. It brings something that is out of focus into focus. So the lens in this context is, you know, premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santaksadeva hridayeshu vilokayanti. The hearts of those Krishna-loving devotees, the way they see Krishna. Right? By coming in connection with them and coming under the influence of their vision, we begin to see in a similar way. Our hearts are touched, right? Our core consciousness, the deep heart's core, comes under the influence of the loving vision of the Vaishnava, and their Krishna conception is revealed. And as Guru Maharaj said in the Shiksha Guru Parampara example, one lens, another lens, another lens, another lens. They're not creating opacity, but bringing what is apparently abstract, not in focus, remote, making it near and dear and up close, personal and tangible. That's why the Vaishnava, the Guru, is everything to us. And if we can understand that principle here in our nearest, then we can have a hint about the position of Srimati Radharani. What is her capacity for seeing Krishna, for appreciating the beauty of Krishna? If Krishna is Rasaraj, right? That means, you know, rasa personified, Akila Rasamrita Murti. What is her capacity to extract the quality and quantity of Krishna substance, of nectarine substance from Krishna, and share that with the devotees? So if one were to go on their own, just like another example, Guru Maharaj, like say you have some, you know, like a potato, you know, an ingredient, right? And you think, well, I could do this or that, and, you know, and make it palatable. But if you give that ingredient to a master chef, they can turn it into some inconceivably tasteful nectarine substance. It's something like that. We're coming with crude hearts at present, raw ingredients, right? And we're told, give them whatever serving capital you have, you give that to the Vaishnavas, to Vaishnava Guru, and it's passed up through the hierarchy of the Guru Parampara. Just as it's coming down, it's also going from here to there through this sort of transmission. Like we hear in the song, the Bhogarati, that after everything is offered to Krishna, then Danishta is taking the remnants of Krishna and bringing them to Radharani, and her friends, they're all relishing that, and then it's being distributed downward. It's something like that. But it is all hinged upon, predicated upon the Vaishnava and Vaishnava Guru as the agents of transmission in both directions, to bring from there to here and reveal that, and also to take what we're offering and to transform that into some sort of recognizable, offerable, valuable substance. Like when you do the money transfer, you're in one country, and you show up and you give something local. And then because they're an authorized agent, hopefully, they have connections in another place and they have the proper signals and mantras and whatever it is. And then when it reaches the other side, it's converted into a very, the currency. What is currency there? That is the idea. So in the case of Srila Guru Maharaj, it is impossible to come in connection with him without undergoing some sort of reconfiguration and embracing the conception of Srimati Radharani occupying the primary position. Two things are prominent in understanding Srila Guru Maharaj. That means Mahaprabhu and Radharani. When Guru Maharaj is so candid in expressing himself, and he would say sometimes, he said, in the beginning, I was not so much attracted to Krishna. He's saying, why? He said, because Krishna, he's an enjoyer. Not only an enjoyer, Adi Purusham, he's the supreme enjoyer. That's his name. He's enjoying, you know, ad infinitum. He said, but what I was attracted by was those who are sacrificing themselves and giving themselves to Krishna. He goes, that I liked. And that reaches the zenith point and Srimati Radharani and Mahaprabhu. He says, so I like Mahaprabhu and Radharani. And then he said, because we don't find self-sacrifice and self-giving superior to that anywhere. They're the supreme examples. He said, that I like. And he said, and this is so sweet to hear him say this at like 90. You know, he said, but recently, I am appreciating Krishna. He said, and even that equality, he said, because I know that if you're going to go into Radharani's group, then naturally you have to like Krishna. And he would say, and I just say this, to just give some insight to the heart of Guru Maharaj, and only coming from him can I accept this as authentic and substantial. But Guru Maharaj would say, when I think of Radharani, he said, I lose my existence. Those words came from his lotus mouth. When I think about her, I lose my existence. That is what is hinted at in the Gaudiya Math, Vandanam Saraswati Thakur, Sri Barsha Banavi Devi Dai Taya Kripabdai. Barsha Banavi Devi means Radharani, daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, but Doita means who's very dear to her. That meant Srila Saraswati Thakur. And so Guru Maharaj, when he has a beautiful way of, he knows who is most dear to Srila Saraswati Thakur, ultimately, and we have Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, but in the primary position, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he thought, he wanted to capture the heart of Srila Saraswati Thakur, so he thought, then as we're telling all along in his talk, then praise the one who's most beloved and dear to him. That's the key to Krishna conception. To gain Krishna's favor, who is promoting Radharani and bringing Radharani in connection with Krishna, then Krishna will like that person. It's what Guru Maharaj said in explaining Srila Prabhupada's prayer, that how his last appeal was to Krishna saying, my guru, meaning Saraswati Thakur, by extension Radharani, has given me this service. What is it? To preach about you all over the world. But I'm feeling myself unqualified and incapable. But you, Krishna, you're the most qualified. And so Prabhupada's appealing to Krishna by saying, my guru is Radharani, who's giving me this service to do. If you'll help me do this service, then how pleased she will be with you, and then you will get her association. So he's saying, Prabhupada, he enlisted Krishna in this service. And there's more specifics to that, but understand the principle. So same, and it's always there. It's consistent throughout. It's not just like, oh, this, we tell the beginners this, and then later you get to the real stuff. No, this is the real stuff, beginning, middle, and end. So Guru Maharaj is thinking, praise Bhaktivinod Thakur, and not just as a ploy, but substantially. If I can substantially praise Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur, then Srila Saraswati Thakur will be pleased with me. Right? And he composed Bhaktivinod Virahadasakam, but particularly this, many beautiful things are there, but this one, he said, Sri Gauranumatam Srupa Biditam Rupagrajainadritam Rupadye Pariveshitam Ragugunai Ashvaditam Sevitam Jivadyay Abarakshitam Shukra Shiva Brahma Samanitam Sri Radha Parasevanamritam Aho Tadatam Isho Bhavan. Saying that only, you know, like Srupam Bibhranu Jagatatulyam Rupa Goswami. Only Swoop Damodar's position is incomparable. That has to be understood. It's a good thing. His position is incomparable. As Lalita to Radharani, Swoop Damodar to Mahaprabhu, as Lalita Sakhi knows and can render, knows the heart of Srimati Radharani, what she's feeling, and can amplify, augment, and those sentiments and offer consolation to the anguish of separation in her heart. Srup Damodar knows Mahaprabhu's ecstatic emotional interior and can render assistance incomparably. Therefore, Mahaprabhu put Raghunath Das Goswami in the care of Srupa Damodar. They're saying, Sri Gauranamitam Srupa Viditam, only Srupa Damodar knows. That's why Chaitanya Charitamritam is sprung from the notes of Srupa Damodar and sutra-like form, and Raghunath Das more extensively. That's where all of this comes from. So first line, Srupa Viditam, Sri Gauranamitam, only Srupa Damodar knows and is revealing why Mahaprabhu descended in this world, the internal reasons for the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupagrajainatranam, Sanatana Goswami Prabhu was worshipping thus. Rupagrajainadritam, Rupadye Padu, and Rupa Goswami is found. They're distributing this divine substance. Rupa Viditam, Sri Gauranamatam, Rupagrajainadritam, Rupadye Padiveshitam, Ragugunai, there he is, Raghunath Das Goswami, the Prayojan Tattva Charja, the best student, and the Rupa Nuga line, indicating clearly Radharani is in the primary position. How more could this point be underscored than Krishna himself falling at her feet and acknowledging her superiority and irresistibly being drawn to become enveloped in the heart of Srimati Radharani. Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalitan. Subsequently, Shama Sundar is transformed into Gauranga Sundar, acknowledging the supremacy of her Krishna Prem, Mahabhav. So Raghunath Das, he's tasting that and his followers and Krishnadas and distributing that as a substance, and it's becoming even more relishable. Ordinarily, something taste is extracted, it becomes less tasteful. Here, miraculously, what is being tasted becomes more relishable and more tasteful. As we experience also in the poetry of Srila Guru Maharaj. Jiva Dyeya Barakshitam Shri and Jiva Goswami, Baladev Bidibhushan, they're protecting this divine substance from being assailed, from its authenticity being challenged, from adulteration, from imitation, etc. Sukha, Shiva, Brahma, Urava, they're all aspiring for a drop of this divine substance. So with all this dramatic buildup, then what is it? This is Guru Maharaj's way. Then what is it? Sri Radha Padasevanamrita Maho Tadat. When I think of Radharani, I lose my existence, I'm saying. Sri Radha Padasevanamrita Maho. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is your gift to the world, the service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Oh, this is your gift in the form of the Krishna consciousness movement. This you came down in this world to distribute. Srila Saraswati Thakur, when he saw this, and he said, who has written this? Because he just saw it. It was, you know, in a written form before him. And Goswami Arjuna, and he said, Sridhar Maharaj. And Saraswati Thakur said, no, Sridhar Maharaj has not written this. He said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this through him. Was that perfect? That perfect. And that substantial. What greater compliment and certification could be given than that? And that's when he said, the time will come soon. I will leave the world, but now I'm satisfied that at least one man will remain behind to distribute what I came to give, who understands and my position and can represent me fully and substantially. And that man is Sridhar Maharaj. Om Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. About whom Srila Gurudev said, one word from the lotus mouth of Srila Guru Maharaj is sufficient to make us his slaves forever. And so, Guru Maharaj used these words, forgetfulness. It's very peculiar because he used in a sense of remembrance, but forgetfulness meaning, he meant, and the apparent absence of. The apparent absence means to recall. Guru Maharaj would say, disciple proper is always living in the relativity of their Gurudev. He said, this is the true test in Krishna consciousness, whether you can stand in separation. He said forgetfulness, but meaning that in remembrance and separation keeps one in the proximity of the lotus feet of Sri Guru. And the presence, like the portraiture, the subject is in focus and everything else is a blur. Right? That sort of intense focus is there. But in separation, the devotional eye achieves infinite depth of field in which everything can become a source of remembrance. But Srila Guru Maharaj, he to express the depth of feeling in the heart of the devotees, feeling that separation. Quoted from the Bilapakos Manjali of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Sunyayate Mahagoshtam Girindro Jagarayate Byagram Tundayate Kundam Jivatu Rahitasyame. Whereas Mahaprabhu and Shikshastakam, Govinda Yugayitam Nimishena Chakshusha Prabhishayitam Sunyayitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda. I'm seeing the world is void, vacant, nothing. Feeling separation from you, you know, tears, torrentially, torrents of tears coming from the eye. And this separation, even the moments feel like forever, yuga. Guru Maharaj said, but Das Goswami takes it in another direction. When he's saying, in separation from you, all the things that were the source of inspiration for me previously, now they're not inspiring, they seem antagonistic to me. And this is peculiar. And what is that? You know, nija nikata nivasa dehi govardhanatvam. After the disappearance of Mahaprabhu and Srip Damodar, he's thinking, have the darshan of Govardhan Radhakunda, throw himself from Govardhan, leave this world. But then he finds Rup Sanatan and says, oh, Mahaprabhu is here again, and Srup, and Rup and Sanatan. So, but that Das Goswami is saying, and expressing what his heart is feeling in separation. What are the two places of maximum inspiration for him? Govardhan and Radhakunda. And he's saying, now Govardhan, which is so inspiring to me, what looks like a giant python coming to swallow me, and Radhakunda, that holy of holiest places, appears to be a tiger's gaping jaws coming to devour me. What does this mean? Why is he saying that? As Guru, because without connection with Guru, we are so Guru-centric. What is the value of these things? These things, not only of their no value, they're antagonistic to me. Ashavare yamita sindhu mayi katam chit kalo mayati gamita kila sampratam hi tam chet kripam maya vidashimam. Kimme prane brajena chabarora brahman. Das Goswami is saying, my whole life is an aspiration to serve your holy lotus feet. Prayer, direct prayer to Radharani. We're told, oh no, we should not, you know, pray like that. No, but if we should focus on Guru and Vaishnava. But who is the ultimate conception of Guru? Radharani. So he's saying, here's his direct prayer to Radharani, not Krishna, to Radharani, saying, my life is existence, you know, raison d'etre, reason for being, is an aspiration to serve your holy lotus feet. If that is withdrawn from me, what is the value of my life? What is even more valuable than my life? Vrindavan, and it's a shameful thing to say, but Krishna himself is no value to me without you. That's why he is the Prayojan Tattva in the Rupa Nuga line, saying our ultimate necessity, focus is upon Radha Dasyam. And to come in connection with Srila Guru Maharaj, one cannot avoid becoming aware of this ultimate necessity. These things we came to understand, coming in connection with his holy lotus feet. This total emphasis upon Radha Dasyam, Radharani, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that maximum Krishna conception will be achieved in this way. Yata yata gora padara vinde, vinde ta bhaktim krita punirasi, tata tato tsarputi hridya kasmat, radha padam boja sudamburasi. take all your serving capital and place at the lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga. Those who are Sumedasa, Sukritivan, will understand the opportunity before them. Nityananda saying, Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga Nam. Why? Automatically, subconsciously, from the deep heart's core will rise, begin to float the Radha Rasa Shudhaniti. So, all of these things became impressed upon us by coming in contact with a particle of the dust of the holy lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj. And our prayer, and again, his words, you know, taking Ganga water to offer to the Ganga, make an offering to the Ganga, he said that in separation, by affection's force to be drawn to that plane of his, the service of his holy lotus feet. Jai Srila Bhakti Rakha Kshidhar Dev Goswami Raj Tirubhav Mahamahutaviti Ti Ki Jai Hare Krishna. Can you give me the book? ...143 on these English books.
Jayanilo premadana koruna pratu Jayanilo prema dana koruna prachu Heno prabhu kota gela cha jataku Kaha mora swaru